says in this Gemara that tshuva requires a ischatras. That's what it says in Gemara. It says in the Gemara over here that tshuva requires a ischatras. Is the Chayrish thing in this Gemara that the secret and the grave of the Aveira is that you didn't have a ischatras? You went on the old way. That's the Chayrish of the Amkus and the Gemara. The Chayrish of the Amkus is the fact that in order to go do tshuva, you have to look for a new way. So what it means is that the old way, quote unquote, is the cause of the Aveira. And if you're going to go back to the old way, what you did till now, that means the tikkun for the Aveira is an ischatras. If that's the trap of the Gemara, is links in this Gemara gilui that the Gerim for the Aveira, the thing that caused the mitzvah to begin with, was the opposite of a new way, was the opposite of ischatras, was walking the old way constantly. And the tikkun is to look for a new way, to look for rejuvenation. As I look at our state, it's Gemara. What's the Hagdara of new and what's the Hagdara of old? What does it mean? It's a very nice thing. We've all heard this Gemara 1,000 times. What does it mean new? What does it mean old? What does it mean that the old is the cause? What does it mean that the new is the new? What does it mean? It's first of all, state to Achidish. I'm not answering the Kasha yet, but I'm going to answer the Kasha. Shneit a big chiddush in the way we understand what tshuva is. Halloy, the way we understand tshuva is in a very superficial way. Right? Make lists of all the various did all year. You buy on sale the old loose leaf, 100 pages. And make lists of all the various did all lashon hara and all the davenings that we done without kavana and the creation we missed on time and vital Torah and looking at things that we shouldn't look at, looking at things that we shouldn't read and reading things that we shouldn't read. And not being nice to somebody, and being a Magaiva, and being in honor when you're not supposed to be in honor, and being depressed when you're not supposed to be depressed, and being happy when you're not supposed to be happy, and all the things that we do wrong. You know, we're not malachim. Then you make kabbalas. That's putting a band-aid on the problem. Shnei in this Gemara, the tshuva doesn't mean dealing with protim. Shnei in this Gemara means the tshuva means a new derech. Because if tshuva we taught them that this part, I put that part, I put a band-aid here, I put a band-aid there, that's not a new derech. That's going back the whole way. Saying this Gemara that tshuva means a completely new derech. What is the Hagdara of the new derech? What does it mean? What does it mean a new derech? What's the old derech? What's the new derech? You don't want to say there's many hezberim of what the old is, what the new is. And there's a lot of hezberim. I want to touch on one akuda, why the old derech is the cause of the averus. It's something which I've discussed with a number of you privately in different situations, but I want to put it down publicly. I think it's a very important Kudah. It's to a certain extent the emissary. Shteta that tshuva is real change. It's not a cosmetic change where I take what I did till now and I smear it over and I say, okay, I'm going to fix this up and that up. What is the deep change? What's the new mahalat? What's been going in from the other side? Let's say a marshal order. The etzem zach I'm saying is a shtickle from Ali Shore, which I've learned with a few yechidim here. I hope next time we're going to make a framework to learn in the public. He speaks about there in the Kuda. He speaks about Midas Royce. And what I'm going to say is a gear to Midas. It's a gear to come out everything we do for. This is very interesting thing, Midas. Everyone has Midas Ross. Right? All people have Midas Ross. The only ones that have Midas Ross are Hamdrovs. Everyone has Midas Ross. Our Midas Ross is fixable now. Everything we do wrong, by the way, everything we do right, comes as a result of our Midas. Time, kinder, covered, laziness, being seder, not to seder, everything is Midas Ross. Forces which they work 25 hours a day, 365 days a year, never get vacation, never take vacation, including Yom Kippur, they work all the time. How does a person fix up Midas? So I hope you write something very interesting. On one hand, the Midas that we live in, which we fight 25 hours a day, which constantly cook and pull us this way, that way, on one hand we feel that they're biological things, it's Mitzias, you can't change it. Guys, tired of it. If you don't feed it, the guy gets angry. I'm angry, guys. I'm in a bad mood. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a bad mood. How can you fix it? That's a mitzvah. On one hand, he says in Ali Shor that we find that the Rambam
He brings down Midas and Hilchos Deis. So there's some sort of steer here. On one hand, we feel that it's a physical thing. And the other, the Rambam calls it Deis. Deis means opinions, das, something that you can change, something you can fix, it can convince you. What does it mean? And how does Akash Boka check to fix up our Midas? If I'm blowing my top, I'm blowing my top. So I'm going to give you a marshal which applies to every Midas role that we have. And if you think about it, you'll understand that everything we do wrong, everything we do right, is rooted in the following situation. I want an emotion there. I'm going to add on to the emotion. For example, the mid of Kas. There are things that set off mid of Kas, correct? Then I'm going to spread out the emotion to other meetings. So there are things that set up on Midah of Kas. For example, I once had a Moshe from the Rav Weinberg. I always like to say it over. He says a Gevaldik Moshe. People says, I can't fix Kas. I'm angry guy. That's why my father was angry. My grandfather was angry. My great-grandfather was angry. We're there. We're the angry ones. He says, the guy's standing at a red light. And they're sitting quietly there. He's listening to a tape. Shem Shem Pink or something. I don't know where. CD of the Moshe. And CD with a 600 GM. And he's listening there, and sitting quietly, a car comes smashing into him. The guy didn't brake at the red light. You come out of the car, and you're about to, since your change of things, they didn't have much effect on you. And you come out of the car, and you're going to tell them who this guy is, and whose grandfather is, and everybody is, and the chutzpah doesn't know who this is. And yeah, you're about to blow your top to you. And out of the car comes two apes wearing two gold chains. So what do you do? You say, good morning, how are you? Have a good day. What are you drinking? You get up in the car. Are you sick? What's the chapter? What happened also? You were so angry, you were so mad, the guy did that. What happened? Is the Oymer Kapshat is that in your mind, you have a certain picture of what's called legitimate acceptable behavior in certain circumstances. It means I have a meet of cars, not that I get angry, I get angry. And I have an acceptable response level to how I think. I'll give you another example. The same story happens. You're sitting in Bar Park on 30th Avenue, and you went into a store for a second, just a second, a house. And the guy double parks, and he went off to who knows where.
Is this working? Yeah. The years.
So the guy comes back in for 15-20 minutes. He went here, he went there. You're going crazy, right? So you would scream and yell, and you went down and crumped that down and called another rule, and you made that up from your crooks. And I know your grandfather was a god of a crook. Would you take the jack out of your car and smash all those windows? Why not? That's what he deserves. And you really want to do it. That's the truth. So why don't we do it? Why poke steel and curse him and embarrass him in public that he is? I'll smash his windows. He'll know. Learn from next time. He'll know. The answer is, that's not acceptable behavior where we come from. The other parts of New York, it's acceptable behavior. You double park in front of a car. So the challenge is that there's a big teeth cut to what I'm saying. You can't say jokes. The teeth cut behind it is, I'll tell you what the teeth cut behind it is. The teeth cut behind it is that to you, it's logical to scream at a guy and yell at him and curse him out and tell him his father's from that town in Romania with all crooks anyway, and you know that his brother stole, what do you call it, and he bankrupted everybody. Like, that's legitimate. For some reason, it's not logical in your eyes to go ahead and smash all those windows. I mean, it's open part, right? Part, the guy was double part. So it means the part is that our meetings roles do work on logic. That's what I'm proving to you. Our meetings roles work on a certain logic. What makes sense, what doesn't make sense. So when you were 4 years old, which is the last time you thought about these things,
You decided that that's acceptable, that's not acceptable. By the way, why did you decide that's acceptable, that's not acceptable? Because everybody else, all the monkeys who are cutting the other monkeys, will decide that's acceptable. Like, what's the difference in embarrassing a guy in public and yelling at him, screaming at him, and telling him this and that? Or smashing his way? There's no real difference. They're the same mishagas. The difference is, this is acceptable, this is not acceptable behavior, because everyone does it, because it makes sense to you, before. If you had grown up in a society where it's illogical and acceptable to smash with those monkeys, smash the windows without thinking twice. That's why, further down the street, they do that. But it's exactly the same thing. The point is because it's legitimate. It's acceptable. It makes sense. Would they go shoot a guy? I was in New York. The guy don't pull out a gun and put it to his head. Anyway, I'll never forget it was poor, but let me tell him honest. He didn't think twice. He didn't say a word. He didn't say boom. He wants some shot. His chat is, so there's levels of behavior, right? The chat is, by him, that's legitimate. That's his form of communication. Of the challenge is legitimate. The challenge is that, so if him it's legitimate, pull out a gun. The next guy's legitimate, smash the windows. Next is legitimate, and then there's the nevuchs. They say, please, I'm sorry, then what do you call a bunch of it? There's different things. Each one, what's legitimate in his eyes. So the reason why when you get bumped in at the red light, and when the, what do you call it, came out of the car, I want to say, like, can you give me some of them?
Yeah.
And they came out. So the pshat is what changed, because it's not legitimate anymore to react that way. So we don't do crazy things. We're not mishugrim. Everything we do, is based on some sort of legitimate logic that it has. The Holbe says, if you would think about it, if you would give 5 minutes of thought, and see what's called legitimate behavior. You have a midrash. The midrash is setting off behavior. Is it legitimate enough? Is it a legitimate reaction? For example, he brings a mashal. People who get angry, we all been around people who have tempers. They have tempers. They're difficult to read. Anyway, you know the fact? The word is, what do you mean? My colleague is stepping on me, so I'm always as big. It's like, I always take sit down 5 minutes and think about it. He writes this. So the guy will come to the conclusion that, first of all, on a very low practical level, the anger is not bringing you any profit. Not bringing you respect. People despise you. Nobody wants to be in your daladamas. Nobody wants to have anything to do with you. So your reaction is not logical. It doesn't make sense. It's not giving you anything. On a much deeper level, if you would have some emunah, this famous Baal Tanya, he says that kolakoyis kilo evid avodah zarah. He says, why? He says, because if something bad happened to you, it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed that's going to happen to you. What are you coming to fight for Kodesh Baruch Hu? You're going to force it not to happen. It's going to happen. The guy stepped on your shoe, you deserve it. He says, bring more Eidon Lake if it's boy Milamah logic, but it's not. The person doesn't bang his finger with a hammer until he gets Xerah Shemayim. It doesn't be Gemara that a person who puts his hand to pack one thing on a nickel and he takes it a dime, that's Yisurim. That's called Yisurim. My Heichi Domi Yisurim, the Gemara says, you're looking for a dime, you take out a quarter. Everything's about Shemayim. So what are you blowing your top for? That's your Kaifer. I mean, if a person sits down and thinks about his Holech Yelech, his reactions, I can spread it further. A lot of times people fall into Yeridus. Because Amidas Ross, the guy's depressed. He's upset. He's in a bad mood. Everybody, and anybody who denies it, is not here. I'm an Ufus. So if you're here, so everybody has. It sounds like I'm talking about psychology, but I'm not. I'm talking about Amidas. Everybody has in him things that kick off typhus. You're down, you're not feeling well, you had a bad day, you're not feeling good about yourself. So you go ahead and you fill it up with type X, Y, and Z. For some people, type is Lashon Hara, by the way. You fill it up, it gives them a feeling they're good. They're better than the other guy. Some people, it's other types. But everyone has all types of things which the reaction to it, it's like the reaction of taking a jack and breaking the guy's windows. You break yourself, you break your own window. You're angry at yourself, so you smash yourself. Oh, but the nekuda is that there's a mida that kicks in, and then you react to it. And it's a legitimate way. You can create your own code of behavior. What's a legitimate way of acting on a mida? And a person can go through his whole life and never once sit down and examine and say, does it make sense what I'm doing? I live a whole life. We spend most of our day
reacting to situations from a chavrusa being a little bit balgaiva over you, and you have already a prepared reaction since you're 4 years old. I mean, the last time you ever adjusted your reaction was when the guy in the kindergarten took the rabbit away from you. Then you had the anabok and he gave it away from you. And that back then you developed a reaction of how do I react to people who bother me? And you've been doing that since pre-1A. So you went with that all the way. So when the chavrusa at 8:19 said something not nice, you reacted the same way. You went crazy. And you never sat down and said, Seder, what is the way to react to situations which kick off my midas? Everything just runs the way it is. A person, says Rav Volpe and Ali Shor, can't change the midah itself. The midah itself, which brings kas, the midah itself, which brings taiva, the midah itself, which brings kinna, is there. It's important that that comes with our mashallah. But the way we react to it, I proved to you, again, I'm going back to my mashallah, I proved to you that people don't confuse it, they're crazy. So all the averas we do, every avera that we do is a result of the midah. All the averas we do is because it's legitimate in our eyes. And we never, in an adult, mature way, check to see, is it actually legitimate? Does it make sense? If we would review most of the things that we do, we would come to the conclusion that most of the things that we do are not legitimate. They're equivalent to taking a jacket and smashing somebody's window. They're not logical, they don't make sense, they're stupid. But since we never do that, so we go back on our life. That's what the Rambam means everybody's sleeping. That's what it means you're sleeping. And you should know that until a person is going to do this review, the very long process, I would say take about 50 years. Until a person is not going to do this review to see what are you doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? Is it legitimate? Does it make sense? Have you ever checked to see if your mahalach v'chaim and your reactions to situations, are they logical? Are they acceptable? Are they getting anywhere? Are they giving you anything? Until a person doesn't do, I'm not talking about changing his reactions. I'm talking about the review. Until a person does that, he's sleeping, he's fast asleep. And there's no hope for change at all. So you can come to Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah, you can clap, you can cry, but change your own view. You make a list of all the errors you did, make 1,500 Kabbalists, they didn't have to do this, but they're not going to change. Because it's entrenched in us, our etzem reactions. Until you're going to convince yourself that in every given situation, or in a lot of the situations, the guys coming up with the car behind you are the apes. Or you look like an ape when you behave in a certain way. But that requires a very in-depth, deep soul-searching of yourself and the things we do and why we do them and what we do in reaction to certain situations. And everything I just said is why Rabbi Sol Salanta created the Musar thing. That's what he meant. If you want to know what Musar means and what the purpose was and where we're supposed to get to, it's what I'm describing. It's a very long process. It has to be done very carefully, in a very slow way. But that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that you can't go back the old way. The old way means living according to our habits, living according to our instincts. Our old way means that you haven't done a deep-rooted audit of what you do when the situation is called. The situation repeats itself, by the way. We live in patterns. Nobody here is mechadesh anything. Nobody discovered America. Everybody, if you pay attention to yourself, you realize it's the same pattern over and over and over and over again, which the same situation kicks off. It's like that for everybody, unless it's schizophrenic, in which case, you're easy, because you need medicine and you're fine. But for the rest of us, we have to deal with ourselves. Is everybody has patterns and reactions which cause all of our avarice and all of our yaridas. All. And until a person doesn't examine what he's doing and why he's doing, he's going back in the old way. That's the old way and that's the new way. That's what the Rambam means to wake up from the sleeping, from the heavenly asman. When a person just lives and doesn't pay attention to what he's doing in a deep way and doesn't make a chesed and nefesh. So it's not the protocol over here that's the yikar. The bechira that a person has, we say a person has bechira. If you want to know what bechira means, bechira doesn't mean that if you're standing at a point and the guy when a guy double parks you for 15 minutes, you have no bechira. That's not bechira. You have to be a big tzaddik not to blow your top. Bechira means that you sat at home on a quiet place. You went out to Beis Hashem on Friday morning, for example, at 10 o'clock. Sat in the middle, you don't even need a corner. Okay? And you sat there quietly. And you made a chesed on Nefesh and said, when a guy's going to double park for me, what's the richtig reaction? That's bechira. Then you can choose. If in your head the only legitimate behavior and the mashal giving from the thing is only a tip of the iceberg to the hundreds of thousands of situations and midas that we have inside of us, the dailah hakeon vermizam, deliberately staying away from the real battles that you have, it's not the problem, but it's the same thing. Is it legitimate? B'shas, the Yitzhara, you have no chance. That's not bechira. You're lost case. The way to change is when a person sits before, the bechira is, did you choose to check under a microscope what's legitimate and what's not legitimate? Then there's a chance that if you're able to develop a new code of behavior of what's called talking to the guy and what's called smashing his windows with a jack in every area, there's a chance that when it will happen again, you'll be able to change your eyes. Without that, there's no chance. That's the new way, that's the old way, that's sleeping, that's awake. Rosh Hashanah brings with it his chatras. It's an empty term, it's a cliche. There is a ruach of his chatras. There's a gavaldika, a siyata d'shmaya in this tkufa. Habol etar mesayim esay. But you have to be, you have to shtel tzu to it. That means, you can't, it's not going to land on you. You're waiting for lightning to strike that you're going to feel renewed. You're not going to. The ball of time is so is you need plenty of siyat d'shmaya if you make the chesed on nefesh. Trust me. Because if you make the chesed on nefesh, what happens? When the guy double parks, you now have in front of you two options. Up to now, you don't have an option. The option is to scream at him. Now you have two options. One option is to scream at him, but you already sat down the day before and you realize it doesn't make sense. So now there's another option. Now you have bechira. Now you're awake. You're alive. You need a lot of siyata d'shmaya to go create new paths. That's what I mean. What are you doing? You're taking a bulldozer and you're trying to create a new path. You're trying to squeeze into the hay. It's creating a new path in your life. Come on, everything that we do. It's very hard. The siyata d'shmaya for that. For that, the siyata d'shmaya. That's ischatus. Ischatus means changing the way we run our lives. That brings us to an akuda bechira. That doesn't mean the battle's over. But that creates a matzav where we have bechira, what we do. That means you're alive. A human being is not a person who chooses right. A human being is a person who has a choice. I always tell Bachrim that that's the mahus of a mensch. Mensch is a bechira. The difference between you and a horse. I always tell Bachrim, deciding which taxi company to call to go to Harnof is not bechira. Deciding what you're having for supper is not bechira. That's not bechira. That's what a horse can do. You give a horse carrot or sugar, you can choose. Right? Like a smorgasbord, right? You give him a carrot, you give him candy, thanks, Bob. A little bit of both, in my app. Mashed up cabbage and chopped liver. And they cut me, what? I heard that sushi now also. Right? Not out of town. What else? The chat is, that's not bechira. Bechira is that you have a choice between two options of toiv and rab. The idea of the chesed and nefesh of waking up is to create bechira. Not to, a mensch of telling the kid is the one who has a choice. We don't have a choice because the only reactions that we have are the reactions. Chesed and nefesh and waking up is creating new paths. There are new ways of running your life. The essence creation of the new paths is the hischatus which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demanding from us. Whether you go on the new path or not, you say that's your choice. You have the right to. This Yad Nishmai that we have is the ethnic creation of the new Mahalchim, of new ways of reacting to meet this. That's a tikkun, and that's the squeeze of the little room of the hay. That's the U Yishayim Mishidasa. That's called waking up. That's called being alive. It doesn't mean that you're going to win every battle. At all. It says wake up. It doesn't mean a tzaddik. That means waking up means living with a recognition of what are you doing and why are you doing it. And if we do it a little bit, we don't live in a black and white world. Every little cheshbon nefesh that you make, in any area, I specifically spoke about one area, because mishalom are want, but it's in every area that we have weaknesses in. How do we react and how do we run our lives? Even the smallest tikkun of Yisrael right, the smallest tikkun, you change a picture of how you react to certain situations. You cut down the amount of taiva, you're depressed, and you fall into taiva. You cut it down 10%, you're already going into the hay the right way. You're going on the new way. That's all Akhoyos Bobo wants. He doesn't want more than that. That's enough to get us in schatzes. It radiates to everything else we do. We probably can't do more than 10%. But the 10% means that we're saying, Akhoyos Bobo, I'm alive, I'm awake. The guy's awake. He's groggy, he's not clear, but he's awake. If he's awake, then when the house is burning, you can get him out. That's all Akhoyos Bobo wants.